Oh, because it's seven. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. I'll just get the slideshow displaying, hopefully. And Alex, you'll need to tell me when you want to change over the screen.
Okay. Okay. Sure.
Shall I start the board?
You're going to go off the slide that we presented, right?
Yeah. Look, I'll just start the broadcast now. And do you want me to welcome you all as soon as I start the broadcast?
That'd be great. Yeah, I can mention that I was just there, and then Ron can say a little bit about it, and then because he's from Chicago, and then we'll hand it over to Alex. And Alex, you're a pro, so we won't worry about it after that.
All righty.
So who, we've got Alex and Rod and okay. Well, I'll start the broadcast now. Let me know if you don't see my screen, though.
Okay.
We don't yet.
Because I've got two screens here.
Oh.
I'm not exactly sure which one it's going to display. Okay, here we go.
The broadcast is now starting. All attendees are in listen-only mode.
Hi, everyone. This is John Bone. I'm from Melbourne, and I'm your host today. We've got Ron Manabat on the line, as well as Kathy Fetke and Alex from Chicago. Rod is also with us from San Francisco, and Larry's we're from Florida. They're all on the line. So I hope you're seeing my screen at the moment.
I do not see it yet.
Do you see any screen at all?
Nope. You might need to press show my screen.
Show my screen on monitor one. How's that?
There we go.
Perfect.
Okay, so Kathy, do you want to say anything at this point?
Yeah, I would. I want to let you know that this is something I know that a lot of Australians have been waiting for, and that is multifamily properties. And I'm really happy to say that I just got back from Chicago touring with this team and the properties, and I was really so very pleasantly surprised at what I saw, because the scope of work and the rehab is so extensive. You know, it's so much attention to detail, very much attention to the neighborhoods, which I'll let Ron address because he's from Chicago. This is his town. He invests in this area, in these neighborhoods, so definitely leave that one up to to Ron. But I personally was so impressed with the systems in place, with the quality of the rehab, with the neighborhoods, and the potential for cash flow in a city that is really going gangbusters right now and where we're having so much difficulty finding property. So I'm super excited about today's webinar, and with that, I'll hand it over to Ron.
Thanks, Kathy. Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Right on the head. I'm originally from Chicago, as many of you may already or may not know. It probably warranted a second set of eyes because Chicago is my hometown, and I'm probably biased, so it's very good that Kathy came away from visiting Chicago and coming away with the same impressions that I did. And as Kathy mentioned, I'm familiar with Chicago, having been born and raised there, and I do invest in these neighborhoods that Alex is going to comment on, and you'll see the product types today. And he's going to run through all the reasons, what makes Chicago a great place, but particularly the areas in which he invests. And as Kathy mentioned, again, I'm in the same exact neighborhoods. We've been looking for this product for quite some time, but more importantly, we've really been trying to find the team that really has it dialed in. So for those of you who know me, I'm always looking for people who run their operations as a true business. And that means that their systems and processes in place, that they're scalable. And I'm just happy to say that I came away with that feeling when I met Alex and his team. So with that, I'll just keep my comments really brief, but I think there's a lot of upside. Chicago is a world-renowned city. It is a destination point internationally for a lot of people. So I think you're going to like what you have to see today. So with that, I'll turn it over to either you, John, or Alex, whoever is ready to kick off.
Alex might want to take over from now.
Sure. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Ron.
We've got Alex here.
Thank you for joining us tonight, or today, I should say. My name is Alex Alsabaugh. I'm one of the founding partners of Prop Firm Rentals, which is a business that we've established here in Chicago for about the last 4 years. Our business model is a little unique. A lot of turnkey providers focus on providing single-family residences. Our business has been based around providing multifamily 2 to 4 unit buildings in Chicago in opportunistic neighborhoods We focus on areas that have good cash flow business, and talk to you a little bit about the product itself. So currently, as I mentioned, our units are 2 to 4 unit buildings. So this is a multifamily residential investment. We are very heavy in the acquisition mode. It starts with finding it and looking into specific neighborhoods. Right now, we invest in about 4 specific communities, but we're very selective in where we buy. So what I'd like to do is focus a little bit about the specific acquisition criteria. So there's a set of variables that we look internally into evaluating our acquisitions. We look at the neighborhood, the size of the building, and as Ron mentioned and Kathy mentioned, you know, we do a very methodical approach to the renovation process, and we own everything in-house. So we're a vertically integrated company. Actually, we own our own property management company, our own construction company, and our own development company. So anything that you see here tonight or today is all been done by us, from the acquisition to the construction and then the lease up as well. So So I'll talk a little bit more about the construction now. The construction, we do everything from buying the property and doing everything from all the mechanicals to basic cosmetic repairs. Everything that you purchase from us is going to be brand new. So we have all new HVAC systems, all new electrical systems, all new plumbing, new flooring, windows, painting, pretty much everything in our properties are brand new. And then right from there, we then transition into the property management side of the business, where our property management then does the full lease up. So we go out and we source tenants through a variation of methods. We have a lot of leasing agents that work for us that we outsource to. We do a lot of internal marketing. We get a lot of referrals from previous tenants. And I think what separates us from a lot of other rental company are precise and very methodical about, pretty systematic in a sense that we aim. So for tenants that are in the areas that we invest in, they know what they're going to get from us. So that's a little bit about that. John, do you want to kind of take over, maybe ask some questions?
There are no questions at this stage. Do you want to just run through the slides? I mean, I'm not exactly sure if you want to talk to the slide show. Do you?
So, as many of you know, right now,
can you
real
see
real estate investment is a. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I'm just getting you broken up a little bit. I'm not sure if anybody else is having the same problem. I'm just a little bit of static when you speak. I'm just displaying. I'm just going through your slideshow at the moment, but I'm not quite sure if you want to talk to it or not. Is there any particular place in the slideshow you want to start? Can you see the slideshow as it's being presented, or are you on the phone?
Yeah, can you hear me? I can see the. No, I can see the slideshow just fine.
Yeah, I can. Yeah. So just keep going. Just.
John, I think it might be your internet because I can hear him pretty good.
You can. It's me, is it? Yeah.
Okay. Well, I apologize. What I'll do, I'll just go off the slide. So.
And John, if you have comments, you might want to just put them in the chat area because it sounds like you might have a slow internet there.
I can hear you fine, Alex. This is Ron. Go ahead and just, for this presentation, let's just run through the slides and just cue John when you need him to flip over to the next slide.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll just talk a little bit about, Chicago's economy in general. Chicago is the third largest city in the United States. The unemployment rate is relatively consistent with the national average. It's a thriving economy right now. 55% of the Chicago area are renters, so there's a very, very strong rental market. As many of you know, over the last 4 years, there has not been a whole lot of real estate development because banks have not been lending. A lot of people that lost their homes that were previous homeowners are now renters, so it's a very strong rental market, and a lot of the institutions right now have caught on, and so you see some of the big companies and big institutions like BlackRock have been putting a lot of money into buying and acquiring real estate, so it is a trending time right now, and prices have been reset 10-15 years, so it's definitely an opportunistic time for investors to capture in on that and buy properties at the right price with a lot of upside. So there are a lot of institutions that have kind of been buzzing around this turnkey model, and John, if you don't mind, if you can go to the next slide.
And next one.
Okay, so today we want to talk a little bit about Can you go to the next slide, please? All right, so we'll talk a little bit about today's buying opportunity with our 2 to 4 unit properties. As I mentioned before, everything that we do is a turnkey approach. So when you as an investor purchase properties from us, the tenants will be in place, they will have been vetted, thoroughly screened through our administrative staff, and you can start cash flowing immediately. So as I mentioned, home prices have been reset and are now starting to trend back up. So you can see from the graph here that the properties and the values have started to go up, still at a point that's a lot less than they were 4 to 5 years ago. So it's still definitely an opportune time to continue and purchase properties. Go to the next slide, please.
The change of slide might just be a little bit slow, I believe.
Yeah, continue on. So we'll talk a little bit about the fundamentals in the Chicago market right now, if you can go to the next slide. As I mentioned before, Chicago is a very historically rich city. There's 55% of the people rent. It's the number one diversified economy in the U.S. It's the third largest city in the United States, and it's a world famous international destination city. So you've got a lot of foreign investment, a lot of Australians coming in, a lot of Canadians, a lot of Asians definitely investing in United States real estate right now, particularly in Chicago. Next slide, please. All right, so why invest in Chicago instead of other markets? Right now, it's an international financial center that is home to 3 major financial exchanges. There's 31 Fortune 500 companies. There's a lot of opportunities for economic growth and jobs right now are trending up. Next slide, please. So a little bit about us. We spent over 10 years improving the real estate investing experience for investors like yourself. Specifically, we've been in Chicago now for a little over 4 years. Myself and my partner has managed over $100 million in real estate to date, and that number is going up very rapidly. We focus in opportunistic neighborhoods, so we've been redeveloping a lot of communities, buying distressed properties, rehabbing them, and then putting them back on the market to improve values in these communities. Currently in Chicago alone, we manage over $20 million in assets, and again, that number is definitely trending up. We're a vertically integrated company. We own everything in-house. So as I mentioned before, we are the ones that do all the construction, we do all the property management, and we are the title holder of the properties. Continue on. So about our specific strategy, as I mentioned earlier, we buy in very specific micro markets. Our demographics are typically lower to middle class. We found that by buying in specific areas and specific communities, our overall return is a lot better than buying in suburbs where you pay a premium for the property. And, you know, if we can mitigate a lot of the risks, and part of that is owning our property management company, vetting our tenants, doing a very thorough screening process, and buying right, and specifically with multifamily residential helping to mitigate that risk, we found that we can improve occupancy rates and minimize our vacancy rates. So we are very thorough in our acquisition process, and we buy very specific properties based on a various set of variables. So some of the things that I said a little earlier, we focus on a few things. We like our properties to be close to public transportation, schools, churches, specifically properties that have more bedrooms. More bedrooms mean more rental income for our investors, so we focus on that. We look at the asset itself. We buy primarily brick and gray stone buildings. These are very rich, not only rich in character, but they're very well built. These are very durable buildings. Actually, we do not even build very many masonry construction type projects nowadays because the cost of building is so expensive. So we're very methodical in that acquisition approach, and so we tend to focus on strong assets in very selective neighborhoods. And then we bring our construction crews in, and we remodel the property. Literally, it's almost like new construction. So when we purchase the building, I mean, almost we gut almost every property down to the stud. We put in brand new drywall, new paint, new trim, new baseboards, new ceramic tiles, new flooring, new doors, new kitchens, new bathrooms, new roofs, new windows. So you're really getting a property that's almost like new construction that has very little deferred maintenance over time. And so once the property has been selected and purchased, you can start cash flowing immediately. Next slide, please.
I think you covered that one.
A little bit on this. Yeah, I did. And one thing I'd like to touch on, and we'll go into some of the interior photos, is in our buildings, a lot of the older construction that we go in, so because they're two-unit buildings, you have a boiler system that actually heats both units, the owner. So as an owner with this specific system, the heating systems are not actually split up. So actually you would be spending money to pay. We go in and put energy-efficient furnaces. We do all new duct work from each furnace into each unit with proper venting. And so now each individual tenant has their own heat, and they pay for their own gas. So it saves money, it's efficient, and it's less costly for the investor. And so these are some of the photos of what our units look after we have gone in and remodeled. And in these specific pictures, you'll see 42-inch cherrywood cabinets we do in all of our units, which is very, very desirable for tenants, as you can see. Part of the reason why we're able to generate a lot of good quality tenants is there's just not the same level of construction for rental properties. So right now we have over 200 properties under management. That number's actually gone up to 300. We have a very robust property management system. So investors that purchase properties can view their portfolio or their individual properties by simply logging in, a username and login, and they can view rent rolls, they can view maintenance requests, tenant ledger, income and expense reports. And as I mentioned, we're very thorough in our tenant screening. So we have background screening program, so we're able to view criminal eviction and credit scores all through that system. And then subsequently, our admins actually go even more into depth and ask for verification of employment, and we go back to two previous landlords. And market rate tenants have to make at least 2.5 times the rental income. So we're very thorough in our backgrounding. That's very important to us because obviously we're vested in the buyer's success for the long haul. So we charge an 8% property management fee. Our property management company actually has about 20 employees who our portfolio on average about 4 to 6 units per week. So that's an average of about 250 units per year. So we're growing very quickly in that regard. And so the business is very scalable, and the property management system has helped us to be able to achieve that. So this particular property is a two-unit building. So as you can see from the photo here, there's a common building. Some people, I like to talk about this because some people look at this and it almost looks like it could be a single family house because they see the one exterior entrance door. But in reality, that's the common area building door. So once you enter the front of that property, in the common area, you'll have another entrance, and then you'll go up some stairs and there'll be a second unit entry door. So this is actually a two-unit building. This building is for sale right now for $155,000. It was built in 1945. A little over 2,200 square feet. It's got 6 bedrooms, so 3 bedrooms on the floor and on the second floor, and on the first floor, there's actually 3 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms, and it's actually duplex down to the basement. So you actually have like a basement access with a bedroom and bathroom down there as well. Right now, this particular property is getting $2,080 per month, and it was fully renovated by our construction company. Just so you can see. Similar to the other property. We do the two-tone paint, so it gives the property a little bit of pop. Those are brand new windows. We put new light fixtures. Same thing into the bedroom. New light fixture, new doors, new flooring, bathroom, new granite countertop vanities with matching mirrors as an investor purchasing. So you've got the purchase price at $155,000. Your closing costs on average are about $2,500. The total out-of-pocket expense would be roughly around $157,500. Your monthly income is $2,080. There are no HOA dues because this is not a condo association, so there are no homeowners association fees. The property taxes on this break down to about $260 per month. Your property insurance, about $97 a month. The property management fees and the repairs and maintenance are 4%. And same with the vacancy rate. So for some other models, that may seem a little low, but the reality is that due to the extent of the renovation, our tenants stay on average of 3 years, about 2.5 to 3 years, and the maintenance is very minimal because there really is no deferred maintenance. It's usually very small cosmetic stuff, faucet leaks and repairs and things like that. So you're looking at about a totally out-of-pocket expense. Can you go back to the slide? Sorry.
Oh, can I?
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, thank you. So after your expenses, you're looking at a total cash flow of about $1,391 per month, which a cash on cash return is about a 10.78% cash on cash return on all cash purchase.
Next one.
Next slide. Financing from an institution or a private lender. We've got a $155,000 purchase price using 25% down. Your down payment is there. Your closing costs are a little higher with lender fees. Your total out-of-pocket is only $43,700 instead of $157,000, so a lot less money out-of-pocket. Loan at $116,000 at about a 4% interest rate. That number's gone up a little bit now with interest rates climbing up a little bit. So we can estimate about probably roughly $600. Property taxes and insurance still stay the same. Same with the property management fees and repairs and vacancy are also the same. So your out-of-pocket expense, I'd say roughly on this one, is about, I'd say, probably $1,450, a little different than the slide because we got a little increase in interest rates. So your cash flow is probably going to be roughly about $725. So you're looking at about a 21% cash-on-cash return using leverage.
Hey, Alex, this is Ron. I'm just going to make a quick comment because this slide may not be as relevant to our Australian participants today just because they typically aren't able to get conventional
right.
financing. So do you have any financing that's available for foreign nationals?
Well, currently we've been reaching out just because the increase in demand for foreign investors is so high. But currently, right now, the lenders are still pretty tight. We currently do not. We're actively searching for more lenders that are more willing to lend to foreign investors. But right now, I'd say almost actually every investor that we have, unless they have their own means of private financing that they use, we do not have an avenue for them to get financing, unfortunately. So all of our foreign investors are currently purchasing cash.
Okay, thanks.
So we've got some special terms for our buyers tonight. We're offering a 12-month seller-paid rent protection. So we use a insurance company, actually. It's a very good program. It's an insurance policy that you can take out to protect against tenant default. So in the event you have an eviction, which is very unlikely, but it does happen. So in the event that there is an eviction, the premium for this is roughly about $255 per unit per year. And this covers up to $1,000 of legal and eviction costs that you get reimbursed for. It pays your monthly rent for up to 6 months starting after the first month. So there's a 30-day deductible. You don't actually have to spend any money, but it's just 1 month of lost rent. And then from that point, once the claim has been filed, you get your same amount of rent that is in your lease agreement with your tenant for 6 straight months, which allows us plenty of time to get the tenant out, remarket it, and continue to start cash flowing. In fact, it's happened only a couple of times, but we've used this policy, and it works magic. It's a very seamless process, and it's a great program, and it helps mitigate risks for any investors that may be a concern for. So in addition to that, so we'll go ahead and offer that tonight for both units. So in addition to that, we're going to offer a $500 seller credit for anybody that purchases a property from us tonight. And if you were to purchase two properties, then we'll go ahead and increase that to $1,000 additional seller credit. So buying two properties would give you $1,500 seller credit on each property purchased. So little incentive to act now. Next slide, please. If there's any specific questions regarding our business or just to go ahead and chime away, and I'll be here to answer any questions that you may have.
I haven't had any questions pop up yet, so you must have provided all the answers to people, which I think you probably have done. One of the things that we like to see when we're looking at this is that things like vacancy and maintenance are included in the calculations, and you've done that. So, and the figures look very good. I mean, a 10% plus return with a very, very, solid, in a very, very solid town is a very good return. I'm not sure if anybody else has got any questions, but it doesn't seem like it.
Guys, this is Ron. I'm just going to make one more comment and see if there's any questions that do filter in during my comments. But obviously, as I mentioned previously at the opening, I mean, this is a market that I am personally active in. And as much as it, I hate to admit it, I found a team that does it better than how I do it. You know, I personally, the first time I went through and toured with Alex and his team, I was frankly very pleasantly surprised at how tight the rehabs are and how much they do. You'll often hear the term rent-ready. in the U.S., and it's bringing it to a level of rehab that is acceptable to the neighborhood. And oftentimes I thought what Alex and his teammates were doing where it was probably a little bit, it was a notch higher than that. I mean, and the amount of kind of a effort and workmanship that they were putting into it was, like I said, I hate to admit, it was probably a notch higher than what I do on my own properties. And so, you know, with that said, and how they focus on running their business and the processes, systems that they have in place, and you made a very good comment there as well, John, in terms of vacancy, maintenance, you'll find that Alex and Justin are, they're very transparent, you know. They're going to be honest about their numbers. You'll see some providers who don't put those maintenance vacancy figures into the mix. And I forgot that Alex also offers the kind of the rent default insurance. I know that's something that Australians have been looking for quite some time. It hasn't been available. More recently, that project has emerged, and now it's something that Alex offers in his product offering. So, yeah, on top of all the other comments that you made, John, it is very much a good, solid product with a good, solid team.
Thank you, Ron.
It certainly seems to be.
I just want to touch on one last point. I think it's important. Is you know, my partner and I, we started the property management component of our business for our investors specifically. So just as a comfort to anybody that's listening in tonight, is we specifically created this company. It's almost like a VIP service for our investors, and the reason is we just, and it's not to say that there are specifically other companies are bad, but for our business, you know, we sell a turnkey product. So at the end of the day, when you purchase a property, if we were to just refer you to a property management company that purely does property management, anybody that knows property management knows it's a very labor-intensive business. It's not very profitable, and we feel that nobody else would watch our investors' portfolio better than us, because we have a vested interest in their success. We want them to come back and buy more than one property. So we came up with the idea to do this and to specifically keep our investors' costs low so that the property management company could be self-sustainable on its own from the revenue that it generates, but not be our only company. We're fortunate enough to have built a very large construction company that gives us a lot of revenue from other construction projects not related to our normal business, and we make our money selling real estate. So we don't have to rely on a property management company to produce revenue as our livelihood. And so I think that's important, because, you know, it is important that this is an investment that's going to be made and hopefully kept for a very long time. So that's why we go the length that we do in the construction to minimize deferred maintenance. And there's a lot of companies out there, and I'm not saying our company is better than any other company, but, you know, we look at things and we put ourselves in investor's shoes and know that when we tell you that this is what the expected returns are going to be, we're not going to be too far from that. And we take all those things into consideration. A lot of other companies may, what we call, put down paper yields. And so paper yields are much different than actual yields, because you may buy a property that looks rehabbed, but behind the walls, none of the mechanicals have been renovated for some time. And at any given time, those are the most, the highest expense items if you have to repair a furnace or water heaters or, you know, anything that, you know, structurally or anything like that could cost you a lot of money. So I think that's important. And then one last item is the, you know, the 2-4 unit buildings I think are really important, because not only does it give you double the cash flow, but when you look at this from a risk perspective and mitigating risk, in the event that you ever have a tenant that moves out of a building, let's say that their kids go to college and they need a smaller unit and they need to move out of their place and you have some downtime, you have another unit that's still producing income. So you still have expenses with property insurance, property taxes. If you own a single-family house, there is no in-between. Your occupancy rate, if somebody moves out or you have to evict a tenant, goes from 100% to 0% overnight. And with our business, it's a little different. You actually still have another unit that's subsidizing any expenses and still giving you some cash flow while you're leasing up the other unit. So I think that's important to note as well.
I've just had a couple of questions pop up. The first one from Todd is that he's asking if it was possible to put down 60 or 70% down, would financing be available more easily on the remainder rather than, you know, putting in a smaller percentage?
No, that's a very good question, and I appreciate that. And to be perfectly candid, right now we do not have anything. However, we are And I hate to even say it because I don't want to get people excited, but we are in the process of evaluating a couple of lenders that know our business very well, that have provided capital to our business, know us as operators, and know that this is a void that we need to fill to help, you know, produce more sales and to give investors the opportunity to take advantage of lower interest rates and financing. So we're working right now with a lender, a very close lender friend of ours that is potentially going to be rolling out something that may offer investors a kind of a 50% down product. So it may be even less than what Todd had just asked about. So that may be coming available. And believe me, if it does, you guys will be the first to know, that's for sure.
Yep. And Neil has also asked a good question, and that one of the things that Australians are very conscious of is the class, what you might call A, B, C, and D class areas in U.S. suburbs. Do you rate your areas similarly? And what sort of areas would you normally operate in terms of the class of the properties and neighborhoods?
Well, the class is generally lower income to middle class. So these are not suburb properties. These are city properties, typically in urban areas. However, you know, we've got a lot of risk mitigators. You have to look at it from an investment standpoint. Is that the population and rental demand is extremely high. The product itself offers us the ability to go out and really hand select the best of the best tenants in that specific area. And then second to that, we are really, really conscious of the neighborhoods, having been invested in the area for so long. Anybody that's from Chicago will tell you Chicago is very much a block-by-block area. So although research may conclude that the area generally may be a little bit lower income or crime rates may be a little higher than normal in other urban areas, the reality is that Chicago is a very block-by-block. And that's why I mentioned earlier we are only in four and going into a fifth specific neighborhood. So we're very selective. And I think that's important to note. So,
And Section 8 tenants, do you deal with Section 8 tenants?
Yeah, we do. About, I'd say 60 to 70% of our tenants are Section 8. However, we select our Section 8s and screen them the exact same way. So none of our Section 8 tenants can have any criminal eviction. We do the same verification of landlords, employment. A lot of people think that are not familiar with the United States real estate, and specifically the insured does not mean by any stretch of the imagination that the government subsidizes the whole rent. And so only a portion of their specific rental amount is Section 8. And I have a very large portfolio of assets myself, and about 90% of my specific portfolio is Section 8, and that's by choice. That's not by coincidence. And there are some very big benefits to Section 8. The money is direct deposited on the first of the month by the federal government. So you have really a contract with the federal government, and so it really helps in terms of scaling the business because the rent collection and property management side of the business is a little bit easier, which is obviously why we're able to keep our costs very minimal. So, we do rent to Section 8. Tenants, and we screen them the exact same way as our market rate tenants.
Yep. And all the prices you quoted are U.S. dollars, I assume?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I didn't hear you.
So all of the prices that you're quoting are U.S. dollars? That would be what I would have assumed anyway. Did you get that?
I'm having trouble hearing you.
No, I'm sorry. I think my line is bad. All of the prices that you're quoting, are they all U.S. dollars?
Yes. Sorry, I heard what you said. Yes, all the prices that I've been that have been on the webinar slides are U.S. dollars. Correct.
Well, that's all the questions we have. So, if anybody's got anything else to add, Larry, Kathy, Rob, anybody still there? No.
Hello, do you hear me? I guess I was muted. real quick, Alex. Do you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, yep. A little bit choppy, but yeah.
Can you hear me, Alex? I don't know that you touched on it real thoroughly, but these duplexes and fourplexes are a little older in age. But can you touch on the extent of rehab? I mean, cosmetically, they look attractive they look very attractive. But in detail, my understanding is they're really gone through. You mentioned new furnaces and so forth. How about electrical and plumbing?
Yeah, I did mention a little bit earlier, but I will touch more on that. So as I mentioned before, when we go areas that we really like, in fact, we have a renovation and it's a longer construction process, we like doing those projects more because it's almost like you're literally buying a new construction building. And in fact, what's an interesting point is it's part of the reason why builders have not been building the last 4 years. Not only have they not been able to get financing from banks, but builders cannot make a profit. And the reason is because when you have a piece of land and you actually build a new construction, the same square footage building that we build today, especially masonry construction, which is brick, cost on average about $100 to about $125 a square foot. On average, our buildings are about 2,500 square feet. So the one I showed on the slide is a little bit on the smaller side, but actually there's buildings that we have that are 3,500 square feet or 3,000 square feet. So our average is about 2,500. Value of a building that's similar in size to build brand new is about 300,000. And so really with our properties, you're almost getting the exact same product for half the price. And that's the reason why we've had very little construction and population's been going up and why the rental demand is so strong. But just to touch a little more on the actual construction, we literally do everything. So we go in and we assess it. We demo out all of the old electrical systems, plumbing, toilets, bathtubs, all of those. Most of these buildings have not been updated for some time. It was probably an owner-occupant that had the property for, you know, many, many years and lost their home to foreclosure. We buy our assets a lot of different ways through the auction, foreclosure, short sales, private sellers, you name it. And so these are all, a lot of these properties have not been updated for so long. So we go in, we do the full demolition, and then we do basically, it's gutted down to the studs. We replace all brand new drywall, all new flooring, all new doors with hardware. As you saw from the photos, all of the kitchens have been demolished out, and we have new ceramic tiles, new vanities, new bathtubs, new toilets. We do a very thorough, we have a roofer that works exclusively for our company. We do a full roof assessment up front, and if we need to repair the roof, we will. If we need to replace it, we will. Most of the time, we put in new energy-efficient windows, so that's very expensive, as I'm sure you know, to replace a full property's windows. And these windows generally have 40 to 50 windows, and so we take out all the old windows, put in new dual pane windows. But yet, all of the electrical systems are brought up to city code, so we do all new electrical with electrical conduit, new wiring, and all of the plumbing systems, brand new copper piping, new water heaters, and as I mentioned on the heating and air, we do all new HVAC systems with individual heating, so we have brand new furnaces as well. So yeah, you're really getting a brand new product, and then everything is obviously cosmetically done, new light fixtures, new paint with chair rail, new baseboards, new trim, and so it's basically like buying a new construction. And I will touch on one thing I think is important too, because a lot of people sometimes have the question of, you know, these are older buildings, you know, are they sound structurally? And I'll tell you from experience, if you have a 120-year-old building, built the way that they used to build these types of buildings, these buildings have had to deal with a lot of the earth settling. So over time, the earth moves, and with newer construction, you never really know. You know, you can buy a property that's 7-8 years old, but really hasn't had the time to deal with any earth movement or settling, and then you may end up with some you know, foundation problems or some structural problems later on down the road. And in these particular properties, we still do all of the same. We check all the buildings, joists, and most of these buildings are just fine. And if there's ever any, thing that looks unsafe with the joist, then we'll replace the joist. I always like mentioning that because some people say, well, you know, buying a new construction building is a lot smarter, and I just like it. It makes me feel good. But in reality, you may end up with a big expense later on thinking that, you bought a new construction building and you're not going to have any problems. So I always mention that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks for sharing. That's the number one question we get. And I know you do some very, very extensive details, so I thought it definitely warranted mentioning deeper. Where do you find, you're doing 4 to 6 of these a week. That's incredible. Where are you finding all these? You got that many duplexes around there, huh?
Yeah, so, I mean, now that's an interesting thing, and that's one of the reasons why, Chicago is such an interesting market. And we identified the Chicago market specifically for that. And you know, this is a product that's a little bit different from the normal product. And it was Chicago. The way Chicago was built in the early 1900s, actually the late 1800s, all the way to about the 1930s in these specific communities, it's different from a lot of other major metropolitan areas. You know, Indianapolis, Kansas City, some other bigger areas. It's still very, very, very much single-family oriented. So these are just single-family houses. But the way that Chicago was built out, when you drive down the street, it's normal for investors to see a lot of properties that are two units or three units on the same street that you may see one or two scattered single families. So it's just the way that the city was developed. It's nothing more than that. And so it's actually unique too, because I always mention this is just buying for value buys for the future. Is, as I mentioned earlier, you know, you're buying a property that's probably about half its replacement cost in today's market. And later on, just because it's the norm for the local residents that if you ever needed to sell your property, obviously, you know, the way that the construction is designed is presentable, whereas if you bought a normal rental property that had, let's say, normal white vanities, and later on down the road you wanted to liquidate and sell your property, you know, you're going to be competing with properties that are rehabbed very, very nicely, and you're probably going to have to spend a lot more money into it to sell it. And with our buildings, you know, it'll warrant the demand for owner-occupants, and it's attractive to an owner-occupant to be able to buy a property like a two-flat. They would live in the first floor unit or the second floor unit, whatever they prefer, and they can actually rent out the second floor or the first, whatever they're not living in, to a relative or to just a normal tenant, and that actually helps them to subsidize. So I would say 95% on selling to investors, and so we sell at a lower price to make sure we do sell about 5-7% to the local community for a little bit of a premium, and that's because these estates are so cheap. They can almost live in this building for free. So they can, you know, live in one of the units and rent out the other unit and get most of their mortgage paid off, or paid for, I should say, monthly, because they have a tenant in there that's helping to subsidize that expense.
Well, a sound structure with multiple exit strategies. That sounds, can't ask for much more than that. Go ahead, Doug.
Right. Just one more question, Alex. What if somebody wanted to buy the property that you've just shown in the slides, for example, what's the timeline involved from the time they put down their down payment to the time they actually start getting the title and receiving the rent? What's the timeline?
Yeah, so where we're at, the way it works is right now, we've had, you know, I don't know if it's just the marketing or just the market itself or what, but we've been pretty fortunate to have a lot of sales right now. And so right now, as it stands, we're about 6 to 8 weeks backed up on all of our projects in terms of when the project will be completed. So a lot of projects that you may see or will send out actually are going to be still in the construction process. So we're actually pre-selling a lot of our inventory. And I don't want to discourage any buyers, because we do the construction very quick, and we're definitely have a high priority to get these finished and completed. But in the event that an investor or buyer tonight would like to buy a property, it just works like any process. They would put down an earnest money deposit. We would issue the contract. And then the timeline is probably going to be realistically about 8 weeks before we can actually close escrow. And what we do in the contract is there's a 30-day grace period from the time we close to have full tenants in place. Otherwise, the net operating income from what we've put down in the expected rental amount will actually be, we will pay that amount. So the investor will start cash flowing right away.
Okay, well, I don't have any more questions. So if nobody else has got anything to add, we'll just wind it up there. Oh, hold on. Is the earnest money around $3,000?
Right.
I've just had another question.
Okay. Let's stick around.
Sorry, did you get that last question?
I'm sorry, what was the last question?
Sorry, is the earnest money around $3,000?
Yeah, the earnest money is $2,500 to reserve a property. So right away, with the process from ending this webinar, they can contact either Ron or Kathy with the Real Wealth Network, and they will produce a list of available inventory, and then anything that any investor sees or likes or would like to reserve, if you see something you like, I highly urge you to reserve it right away, just for the simple fact that we are selling the inventory pretty quick. So we will take that off the market for the investor, and then you know, they'll still have time to do any normal due diligence that they would like. That will not be a problem. So, yeah, that's the process for that, but the price is $2,500 for securing the property. And that'll be sent to our attorney, and I can provide all that information as well.
Yep.
It'll be given by Kathy Monroe.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Alex. And Kathy, Ron, Rob, if you're still on the line, we appreciate it very much. And as you said, if anybody's interested in the property, just contact Real Wealth Network, and I'm sure they'll get all of the information to you. Thanks again. I'll stop it there. And thanks for everybody attending. See you next time.